Thank you for calling Eagle Moss. My name is Miles. How may I help you today?
Hi, Miles. So, like, I called Wednesday to see when my next shipment was going to come out, and they said Friday, which was yesterday, and nothing showing in my account.
Can you provide the last name associated with the order?
I can provide the name and the account number. Which do you want?
The last name associated with the account?
Cooley, C-O-O-L-E-Y.
And your zip code?
15436.
Thank you. Is this for the DeLorean?
Yes, DeLorean
okay.
Build up. Yep.
Yes, sir. Yes, sir. And the first name associated with the account?
Charles Cooley.
And the address?
42 Kyle Avenue, Fairchance, PA, 15436.
And then finally, the email address?
All lowercase letters. Z as in zebra, I as in igloo, P as in Peter, P as in Peter, E as in Edward, Y as in yo-yo. The number's 420@gmail.com.
Okay, thank you. And when I pulled up your account for the DeLorean buildup, the first thing that came up on the account says, please note the next shipment has been delayed because the magazine for buildup kit number 94 is out of stock.
The magazine or the?
The magazine. Just the magazine. And the order won't ship without including, you know, without the magazine going out with the buildup kit.
Well, I have the big book that they sent me. It has all the instructions in it all the way up to kit 150.
Oh, I understand. And I apologize about this delay.
Is there any estimated time frame on when it's going to be back in the warehouse and when my shipments are going to resume?
No, they're currently, I don't have any information pertaining to inventory, so I wouldn't be able to say when the magazine for Buildup Kit 94 is going to be back in stock. But just as soon as it becomes back in stock, we will get your shipments back on track for you.
They're like a supervisor or somebody. Nothing against you. You did nothing wrong. It's nothing about you. It's just that I'm like at the end of the build.
I understand.
I'm waiting for 91, 92, 93, and 94, and I'm only going to kit 130. I'm not doing the extended
right.
version.
I understand.
And
I mean, the
is
only...
is there somebody above you that I can talk to? Maybe
I'll have to tell you, like, I'll have to tell you this. There is absolutely... Well, first and foremost, I want to tell you that the only thing that can be done is we could skip build-up kit 94. So then the computer system would just completely ignore that one, and if everything else is in stock, it would mail out your next shipment just without build-up kit 94. So at least you'd get something, and something would be in your hands. But when it comes
I understand that they was going to let me do that last month when I was waiting on kit 92. Now I'm waiting, instead of waiting on kit 92, now I'm waiting on the booklet for 94.
But see, I do want to let you know that any time that anything is out of stock, that's the only thing we can do is try to skip it. There's nobody, not a human being, not a soul, that can do anything about the fact that the product is out of stock and hurry up the inventory replenishment. There's absolutely no one that's going to jump on it and say, you know, okay, we have a customer that's upset about 94.
I'm just telling you, trying to be human to human,
you know, let you know the truth behind the scenes, you know, what's going on behind that curtain that you can't see, who's operating the things and what they're doing and what's going on, so that you have a better understanding, you know, because it's really a bummer, if you ask me, and I'm not trying to not be professional, but I'm just trying to, you know, relate to you and, you know, be on your same level, you know, because it's upsetting to me as well, because I have a customer that I'm supposed to be helping. But I can't help you without just skipping 94. But what good does that do if you need 94 as a key component to help you continue to your build, to move forward with your build? So skipping that's not going to help you. All that's going to do is let you get some more parts that you can put in a corner and wait until you finally do get 94 so you can continue with your hobby and building this car that you love, you know? And that's a major bummer for me. Because if I had the ability, if, you know, if I had my say and I could just do it, I would order, I would have that magazine ordered overnight so that we would have it. And I would tell the warehouse, I don't care about any other customers' orders. We need to make sure we fill Charles Cooley's order because he's been waiting since December. And here we are at March. It's about to be the end of March, and he hasn't gotten another shipment. We need to get him back on track. This gentleman's been extremely patient with our company. We need to get him back on track because we need to step up our customer service game and show our customers that they mean the absolute world to us. Because we cannot exist, we would not exist, we wouldn't be here if we didn't have customers like you. You guys are more important than anything in the world. And I don't know what I can do to try to change anything. I can't do it. I'm just one single man.
Right now. You can give me somebody above you. You can give me somebody above you. I want somebody above you.
But what do you want them to do?
I want somebody above you.
Well, I mean, you can speak with another
I want somebody above you.
Okay, sir.
Asking for you. That's what I expect.
Okay, no problem. It's not going to be somebody above me. It's just going to be another supervisor. I am a supervisor.
That's
And I really try to help our customers. I understand.
I'm going to ask one last time. Give me somebody else.
Okay, I'll get you over to another supervisor, and I apologize for this delay. And again, I sincerely apologize that there's nothing that I can do in this scenario to get your shipment out to you. And I'm just trying to let you know that I relate to you. We're going on almost 4.5 months of you not getting a shipment. So I can understand your upsetness and your frustration. I mean, that's just what I've been trying to let you know the whole time is that I can relate to you and I can understand. And also trying to let you know if there was anything that I could do to change the scenario and give you top priority to get your shipment out to you, I would do everything in my power to do that for you. So I'm trying to let you know, man, I care about you. Because without you, I wouldn't be here. None of us would be here without our customers. You guys mean the world to us. But again, I'll get you over to another supervisor.
Please.
That's not a problem. Okay. But before I do, so that they don't have to ask you the same things, you know, I understand you're upset. I'm just letting you know before I get you to a supervisor, I want to put your account information.
3 minutes now since the last time I asked to speak to somebody else.
Well, sir, if I don't put this information in the notes to let them know who's calling and what the account number is, they're going to have to ask you to repeat yourself, and I don't want them to have to ask you to repeat yourself.
I don't care about that. I want somebody else.
Okay, I understand. I understand that you're upset. All right, let's see here. And I thank you for your patience. Okay, I thank you for calling Eagle Moss. It was my pleasure to assist you. I would ask that you please hold.